Act 936 of the new Local Governance Act 2016 mandates regional coordinating councils to monitor, coordinate and evaluate activities of metropolitan, municipal and district assemblies, NGOs, ministries, departments and agencies. They are also required to hold at least 2 meetings a year to discuss pertinent issues that affect the development of the region. The regional minister, who is the chairman of the Regional Security Council, briefed the members on the implementation of some of government's policies. His address touched on environment, maternal mortality, HIV/AIDS, chieftaincy disputes, water and sanitation, among others. One current outstanding issue in the region is highway armed robbery. The regional minister, Alhaji Alhassan, told members that steps are being taken by the council to bring the menace under control.
I want to appeal to the good people of the region also play their part in crime combating and prevention. And as we are all aware, crime combating and prevention is a joint responsibility. We want to assure you that the RESEC will always fashion out initiatives and programs that will curtail the spate of armed robbery in the region of late. And RESEC will then be in a position to assist every other member of the society who is willing to join hands with them in combating this menace. Further to this, RESEC has set up a regional security fund to support the series of activities that has been lined up to deal with insecurity in the region. I must acknowledge that GPRTU Upper West is the first to contribute to this fund.
The regional minister tasked municipal and district assemblies in the region to adopt more effective ways of generating revenue to enable them execute more developmental projects.
Evaluation of activities of municipal and district assemblies, non-governmental organizations and ministries, departments and agencies in the region. We also provide technical backstopping to these organizations. This year, the RCC monitoring team report has undertaken 3 monitoring and evaluation activities or exercises of all assemblies in the region. It is disheartening to note that the revenue generation drive of most assemblies is a bit low. Financial liquidity is an utmost requirement for the provision of the needed infrastructure and basic facilities to propel growth in the region. I would like to use this occasion to task assemblies to adopt pragmatic strategies which will see to at least 20% increase in their revenue generation basis in the year 2018.
There were presentations on the implementation of the free senior high school program and planting for food and jobs. Evans Peba is the acting regional director of education.
There's a shortage of benches. No, 3,021 benches will be needed. That's dining table. The monitor, we need 10,000. The deficit is 10,407. Bunk beds, we need 5,631. Teachers' tables and chairs, 586. ICT lab tools, laboratory tools, we need 1,641. White marker board, 430.
DCEs and other heads of department took turns to address issues affecting their areas.
Swala Abdul Wahab's report.